Soundhound AI just filed an S-4 to acquire LivePerson in a stock deal worth $42.78 million, and that filing sets a public price anchor for voice AI platforms that every allocator and enterprise buyer needs to see. On May 27, 2026, Soundhound filed a binding registration statement with the SEC naming LivePerson as the acquisition target. The consideration is fixed at $42.78 million in stock, with a tight collar on the volume-weighted average price floored at $7 and capped at $12. On the same day, Soundhound filed an 8K disclosing new bylaws, director re-elections, and the establishment of a $300 million at-the-market stock program. That dual filing pattern tells you the timeline is compressed. This is a company executing, not exploring. For an AI infrastructure portfolio manager, your comp set for voice AI platforms moved on May 27, 2026. The $42.78 million consideration with a VWAP collar of $7 to $12 gives you a public transaction with disclosed price mechanics. Any private voice AI valuation model built before that date does not reflect the new anchor. Reassess your marks before the S-4 is declared effective, and if you hold Sound directly, price in the dilution risk from that $300 million ATM program. For a builder of AI middleware for tokenization platforms or financial infrastructure, Soundhound was a credible candidate for voice-driven interfaces in capital markets applications because its edge inference architecture keeps data on device and reduces latency. A pending merger makes the partnership roadmap uncertain, so wait for the S-4 effective date and the shareholder vote before committing engineering resources to a Soundhound integration. For an enterprise AI buyer in financial services, retail, or telecom, LivePerson's existing contracts are now part of a live transaction. Pull your LivePerson agreement and check the change of control provisions now before the deal closes, because your account team's priorities will shift and your contract terms may be affected. Watch for the SEC to declare the S-4 effective, which typically takes 30 to 60 days from filing if no comment letter is issued. That effective date sets the shareholder vote date, and that is when the deal either closes or falls apart.